Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I didn't want to correct you, buddy, but it's a pillow.
Spectacular that turned into that. Oh, thanks to Chris Emma just for that greatness. Thanks to Mark Grody. Thanks to Marshall Harris. Thanks to our guests, Anthony Heron, Dan Wiederer. Thanks to you for joining us. Thanks to Mully and Hod. Yeah, our special mystery guest, Oswaldo Guillen. How great was that? Ozzy just calling in. I loved working with Ozzy. Thanks to you, Ray. Thanks to Robbie Triano. Thanks to Brandon Fryer, our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. And our transition on 670 The Score is brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highlander, Maryville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve with the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. So our three-man weave, now introducing in the men known as Spiegel and Holmes.
So the whole government name is Jose Oswaldo Guillen Berríos, correct?
That I do not know off the top of my head.
I think that's the entire government, your government name for Ozzy Guillen.
There's a Jose and a Berríos in there, but he's not related to Jose Berríos.
He might be. You never know.
Berríos is Dominican, I think.
That doesn't mean he can't have Cuban cousins.
That's true.
I thought he was Puerto Rican.
Fair.
Wait, but Ozzy's Venezuelan, right?
That's right. Cuban.
Yeah.
Venezuelan. So, doesn't mean he can't have Venezuelan cousins.
Wait, what? Was Jose Berríos the one who... Are he and Javi Baez related through marriage?
There's an in-law.
That's why I went.
There's an in-law thing there. Somebody's married to somebody's in-law. It always reminds me of a... You guys remember when John Lynch was John Allred's brother-in-law, but Kenny Albert accidentally said Lynch is married to Allred's brother, I think, which caused quite a kerfuffle.
It's actually Zampillo.
Yeah, was that a shout out to Dan Zampillo? Is that what happened?
I gave him a shout out. I don't know if he conflated that or not. Was Emma around in the Dan Zampillo era?
He sure used to listen back in those days.
Ah, yes,
when he was a youngster. So.
By the way, Jose Berríos is, of course, Puerto Rican. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
We've now hit 4 different parts of Latin American baseball. So yeah, with Zampillo, me and Z, but that's not the announcement. That the me and Z show is not back.
No, never. I'll never work with him again.
Is that my choice?
That was very like drawing your line in the sand.
The way I just panic looked at you.
No, I love Z's like my dude.
I really like your shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
Very appropriate.
Yeah. Oh wow,
where we are right now.
Reggie Miller with the choke sign.
Undercrown. No. Z went on to, you know, be a... He didn't want to be on the talent side. He wanted to be on the...
Suit.
The suit side.
Freaking suit.
So, you know.
It's like Porth.
Sometimes you got to go on your own.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Can I just ask you guys, on my second full-time show score announcement day, is that the safer side?
Maybe. Layla, I got a bunch of people that had told me to tell you this. Happy First Bears Monday for you.
Saw that from the text
line
as well.
Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah.
I do love that bit. I think it's funny and I enjoy it. So thank you.
Colson Loveland had 10 catches for 47 yards in his first game. Bears Monday.
Oh, that was yesterday?
Yeah. Oh,
tough crowd, man.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm sorry.
Wait, are we doing Bears Monday from the future, Brody?
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I understand.
Congratulations to all three of you. I love that this show is going to happen in the way that it's going to happen. Layla and Marshall, you guys have been great, and it's only going to get better, and I look forward to you guys, you know, growing as the show does. It's going to be awesome. And I love that Mark Grody gets to be here twice a week. I think it's so cool. And congrats, so happy for all three of you and on the show. And today is it's your day. So I know you've had one before, Layla, but Marshall hasn't. Let's go. You know? Grody, you haven't like this. So let's go.
I did actually, Dan and
with Dan.
I.
Yeah, remember?
Oh yeah. Marshall already had one. Yeah.
It's really all about me today, Spiegel. It's really me.
And that's why you're in the penalty box.
That's why we sent you away.
I am a
That's right, Marshall, you did.
I love
forgot about him. Dan what's his name? Sorry, go ahead.
Somebody or other. No, I love that I get to be a part of this. You know, I'm not the 5-day a week guy. I'm the 2-day a week guy. I know my role and I love my role. So yes, as you said, I think you said it perfectly, Spiegel. The show will develop and it will take on its own personality and it will be very different probably from what it was today a year from now.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Exactly. Exactly.
I do think though that this is a good group to remind at least me, for example, that We've all worked together. It's awesome that I can say that in a multitude of ways. You know, the fact that, like, Speaks, you and I have done hit and run shows together, for example.
Yep.
Like, we did a lot of baseball talk. I filled in for you on Spiegel. I want to say, was it Spiegel and Goff? No, it was Spiegel and Parkins.
So, yeah, it was Spiegel
a completely
and Parkins.
Different show. Very from different. Parkins somebody. Spiegel.
I've worked with now all the full time hosts here except for one at the score. Yep. Only one I've never done a full show with.
Who's that?
The man across from me.
We have to make it happen.
It'll
then.
Never happen.
It never happened now.
How's it going to happen?
No, well, but
he's got you on. He's got
and
you.
I'll do a hit and run episode one day.
No, Marshall, he's got you on that Dan Zampillo list. You know, you don't want to be there.
the way he said that was terrifying.
Never again.
There may be an opportunity at some point where, like, maybe I have to leave early, and maybe Layla's got an opening so that she could do afternoons
show
and I
swap.
Come and do midday.
Absolutely.
The radio station I work for in Dallas, they used to do everybody draws names out of a hat and then everybody gets different roles.
I'm sure the people who drew the morning were not happy.
But like, for example, like we had hosts doing updates and they call it White Elephant Day.
Okay. I like it, like the gift.
Yeah, the
like
ticket. The gift exchange. The ticket in Dallas does that, and they would have everybody like change roles. For example, it's always a fun thing.
I'm always down for the morning show. That shift is
man. That's,
Marshall
that,
loves the morning.
That shift is a killer, man.
Bro, except it's just, for him,
I listen to it probably front to, from start to finish at least 2 times a week, usually 3 times a week.
And it might be because like my experience with him is different. My experience is producing it.
Oh no! Don't! I'm not doing that. That's a lot of.
You're
that's
in
a lot
at
more.
Like 2 a.m.
That's what I'm saying. That's different.
That 1 a.m. comes fast when you're like, what? It's 8 o'clock. I thought I just went to sleep, and you're like, oh, time to go.
Because you did just go to sleep.
It's true.
And you're up, and then you're not functioning, but you're functioning. I'd probably have to start drinking coffee or something.
I really do think, like, and Spees, I don't know what your experience was, but I felt like overnight was a superior shift to mornings. And the only reason that I felt that way is like, we'd finish with Les's show, it'd be back then it'd be 5:30 in the morning. You go home and you can like have a day, like you can go to sleep. And sure, you better have like a sleep mask and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have a day, you can watch all the stuff, and then you can catch up when you get back in later on that night.
Yeah, it's certainly potentially doable. It is potentially manageable. Whereas mornings if you actually want to watch games is brutal. But these days in Space Command of all space and time with DVR and condensed games and such, it might be a more manageable experience. These days, it's possible. But there's really, you can't just live on condensed games. Mankind cannot live on that. If you're going to discuss things that actually happen, you got to see, you got to see body language. You got to see internal communication. You got to see all the different things going on.
You got to hear the PCA on the mic, you know.
We were talking about it last night. Like, I think it's the best mic'd up that they've done.
It's awesome. It was great.
I thought it was rough.
He was really.
Well, I felt bad for him because I felt like he, because of the type of player he is, you know, high energy, he was out of breath and he was trying to talk to them and concentrate. I was like, oh.
No, he loved every second of that.
I'm not saying he didn't love it, but it looked like it was putting a lot of stress on
him. What I liked about it and why I have it as like the top thing is because when he came back to the dugout, he didn't throw the earpiece and throw them. Like, he wanted to keep talking.
Yes.
Like, into the break.
Yeah.
And they wanted to talk to him.
Yeah, and I thought it was really good. It was very well done. We got to see some of the live action moments playing out. Yet another time when they're mic'd up and something happens, you're like, is Kyle Tucker a good right fielder?
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of stress on Pete in terms of what he can say and what he can't. I thought he was being very careful not to bust toss his right fielder on that play because Kyle Tucker did not attack that ball at the wall with abandon, and Pete smartly turned it to Bryson Stott, and his skill level turned it into praise, which is like what a veteran broadcaster does when they decide not to bash somebody.
Right.
So, but Pete is a very, very smart, thoughtful, savvy dude, and the son of performers who's got some very natural performer swag to him.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford store today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I just love the learning curve that we have seen so far this past, 3 weeks? Like, let's go Sunday Night Baseball to Sunday Night Baseball even. And how Pete Crow Armstrong has just taken that and run with it in a way that is fluid. And when you talk about, say, slowing the game down, I think you're seeing that happen real time. The interview might be one of the best examples, actually.
Yeah, and the natural pop in that bat, man. The fact that double was almost gone. It's insane.
Yeah, that natural pop in his bat speaks.
Uh-huh. He's not trying to hit the ball on the ground anymore. That's for damn sure.
But also,
he did squeeze in a run the other day, which was a thing of beauty on Friday.
It should be used as a weapon, not as a skill. Just not as like, this is what you do. Swing the bat, young man, and look at what's happened.
But also, like, there are times where there have been some really solid.
I know. I should
premiere.
There are some really solid pitchers' pitches, though.
Swing and miss.
Because I know you look at this too. There was like the nanosecond of time that he took to generate more power to get that thing out of the yard when it's low and it's still high speed, you know, plus fastball or a plus ball with some break. And he's able to dig it out and get it and loft it over.
There was a great bit of StatCast content that Eduardo Perez used last night about PCA, about how he stays back better than just about anybody and explodes through the zone just about better than anybody, which explained some of the pop that exists on a man of his stature. It was really good.
You know, like once the bat gets to a certain point in the swing, it's how the load is distributed, and it was like perfectly even. Mm-hmm. Like that's what made it so good. You know, there's the magic part there where that's the true evaluation of how you're getting from point A to B.
Right.
Well, and some people say like what you're if you talk to old school hitters, they'll talk about how your back hip should be going through the ball. Like, that's the goal, is that, and it will tell you, you can see it, because the hitters that don't do that, they're often ass out, and that's how you end up fouling out or hitting the ball back to the pitcher. If you think about driving your back hip through the ball, you're taking the ball where it's pitched, and you're having a good time with it.
Would have been nice if Dansby Swanson thought like that in the in the 10th inning, instead of trying to pull everything.
He's exactly the person I was talking about,
Speeds. Of course
you were,
because that ball was low and outside. If he just stays comfortable and drives it the other way, which they've been asking him to do forever, then that inning continues, and players move around, the line keeps moving. Instead, he tried to hit a two-run jack on a low and outside breaker, and there's absolutely no shot.
So Dansby's kind of going through it right now.
He's been going through it, though, and that's the thing. And there's, what, four more years left on his deal?
Oh, but he's a beautiful defender. And a great base runner. Beat out a ball at first with beautiful base running last night.
He is.
In front of the bag.
But considering the power numbers of the two previous seasons before he became a Cub, there was reason to believe that he would be a more impactful offensive player than he's been so far.
Yes, but there's also hope in there that he would make the adjustments that are needed for a baseball life. And those adjustments aren't happening at the plate. And I don't know why they're not happening, but they really are not.
Did you guys hear the report, I think it was from Buster, that Dansby oils everybody's gloves in the clubhouse once a month?
I'm not surprised.
And he said, what was it? It was getaway day after the homestand, right?
Yeah, well, right. And in when he played for Ron Washington, apparently Ron Washington insisted, he wouldn't allow the infielders to oil their own gloves. And so when Dansby got to Chicago, he took what he learned from Ron Washington, and now once a month, he gathers the gloves and oils them up just the way we all did when we were playing Little League.
It's interesting, too. Like I forget which former Royal it is that has the podcast that had Ron on there, but he was talking about how Dansby was a late adopter to the Ron Washington method.
Mm.
And now he's like one of the biggest advocates for it, that he and Freddie were kind of late to the party on some of the stuff that Ron was trying to teach them. But then when they got it and they were like, yeah, you know what? Now I see how this goes. Like, I want to see him do that with his approach at the plate. I want to see him like give of himself a little bit more at the plate. Because I know that everything that anyone says about Dansby Swanson is that he's a phenomenal teammate. And that idea of the oil in the gloves, like that's one of those things. But there, when I watch him, the choices that he makes both to play when he's not healthy and to not always have the best approach, it makes me question that to a certain degree.
Unfortunately, I think with some hitters where you have the expectations and you know that they can play at a higher level, the bad at-bats are really showing up now. You know, unfortunately, they're magnified in ways that you're seeing, especially when you place like the importance on the Ben Brown start and knowing that, you know, unfortunately, he's got to do more. And then you're like, okay, well, Jameson Taillon, did they waste a solid performance out of him? Like, the starter performances are getting so crucial now. Like, that's how I view it, is whether or not they can back it up with a win, because you're not having as many as you'd like.
They're not in a slump per se, but the 9 runs that they scored, they've only scored fewer than that over a 3-game stretch once this season.
It was one series with good pitching.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No.
Aaron Nola is no slouch.
Well, he's been a slouch all year.
Yeah, he's been really bad.
He's been a tremendous slouch, but not
career,
last night.
No. Career Aaron Nola? No.
Yeah, I mean, big moment and big resurgence.
I know that people have a diminishing point date, but I don't think it's there yet for him.
Hey, I'm sure it's going to get buried, but from over the weekend, Patrick Mooney talked to Bryce Harper on Friday. Did you guys see that?
Oh, I listened to this show. It's called Hit and Run.
A dog named Wrigley.
At 1.5 speed, and there I learned all kinds of things about Patrick Mooney's conversation with Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
That was you, wasn't it?
There was. The dog named Wrigley, and the fact that going into the offseason, he said to Mooney, Cubs were number one on my list for sure. Number one on his list going into that offseason of 2019, when after Theo said our offense is broken, And pair that with Ricketts saying on CNBC about 2 months ago that me and Theo spent a lot of time talking about Bryce Harper, and it was a move we decided not to make, and blah, blah, blah. They never engaged with Bryce Harper, who wanted to be here.
Was it just the money?
The White Sox engaged with Bryce Harper that year.
Mm-hmm. So is it just the dough, then? Is that what we're talking
here? It's always the dough.
Yeah, they knew what it was going to be, and they decided not to do it.
So does that make you feel worse about the idea of extending Kyle Tucker?
Maybe they've learned.
Well, the timeline is different, and at some point you have to learn. And if not now, when? I mean, at that point, there was some bad money, and it was an idea of throwing good money after bad, which most teams have to do. There's no bad money right now. There's very little bad money. I mean, what, Dansby? But still,
I wouldn't even call it bad
that's
money.
That's what I'm
because
saying.
He's giving you gold glove shortstop.
This is a different landscape and time. There are reasons you could mitigate the Harper thing at the time, just a little. But there's not reasons to mitigate the Tucker opportunity.
They were paying for a lot of people who were not on the roster anymore last year. I don't know how many of those contracts came
off. Yeah, like Jason Hayward's contract.
Like Trey Mancini, I want to say it was I got to think of it. There were a couple of veterans on that list. Was it Hosmer, too? Like, I don't know how many of those.
Podcast it was.
Hosmer's. Eric Hosmer's podcast.
Is Swanson's contract trending similar to the way Jason Hayward's played out in terms of great?
That's a great question.
Check it out. Great defensive players, both wholly disappointing as offensive products, except for when Swanson first got here, he looked like the best player on the team.
Yeah.
I would say Swanson, at least, it's a premium position defensively.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, both of those guys are stellar defenders. But,
yeah, a little more premium, but it's not a terrible comp right now. By the way, that moment, the Harper moment, was after they had given money to Darvish, and it looked bad in the first year because Darvish was terrible that year, and Brandon Morrow, and that money looked bad.
Yeah.
So it was a moment where, again, it would have been throwing some good money after bad.
And then Wade Davis was a part of that equation too, right? That was money given to Wade Davis at some point.
He was good, though.
A little earlier.
Yeah, he was
17.
He was excellent.
He was an all-star when he was here.
Yeah, and then, 17.
Yeah, I was trying to figure, I can't name all the contracts in order off the top of my head right
now. But there was definitely, there was definitely the Hayward. It was the Darvish. The Darvish one looked like bad money at that point. And it was it did not end up
well. It was
like
not
that.
Bad money.
No, it was not.
They made sure of it later.
That year, though, him being bad that year was a disaster.
But because Arrieta was
why.
Good.
Yeah. But we know why
the
now.
The Astros broke his
ass. The Astros messed him up.
Yes, they did.
And now we can look back at that and be like, oh, perhaps there should have been some cooler heads that realized that the man had been messed up from what had happened to him. What had happened was, and perhaps go, yeah, he still throws 11 different pitches.
Matt, I just want to say thank you for putting your faith in us. Tomorrow we will do what we have been requested to do and find out answers from Ian Happ regarding the celebration / Kyle Tucker. Can you talk him into it? All of that. We're going to go down that road for
what
you.
What about Raise the Roof? Yeah. Raise the Roof is back.
Yeah. Is that like a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was watching, I was like, are they just raising the roof? And then they go to the stands. I was like, oh, everybody's raising the roof.
Oh, no, PCA, I think, took it upon himself. They tried to bring back that dab a while back. Like, they love a good old celebration.
They're grown men playing a kids game. They're bringing back all the kids stuff that they used to do as kids.
Well, if they're going to play Whoomp, There It Is for the home runs, why not raise the roof?
That's true.
Mean, right? Fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. Hey,
and isn't it Sam and Dave? Aren't they playing Sam and Dave when a run scores? Hold on, I'm coming.
Oh,
about Jack and Diane? I prefer Jack and Diane.
Now we're talking about
one's a band, one's a song. Come on, Grody. Come on, you're the music guy.
No, you're the music guy.
You're the music guy.
You're both in the same band.
Yeah.
That's my Tributosaurus bandmate. I decide I'm going to say this real quick. The station and Shane Reardon decided to part ways. It's a lot to process. Just want to acknowledge our listeners, our friends in the mob and such. I'm going to comment on it tomorrow. Like, here at the station today is about Layla and Marshall and Grody twice a week being announced, and we're happy for them. And on our show today, it's going to be about the Bears draft and the Cubs on Sunday Night Baseball last night. But I want to acknowledge to the listeners, we understand it's a lot to process, and it's a lot for us, too. Okay?
And we care about Shane.
Very, very, very much. Very much. Care deeply about that guy as a friend.
Love.
Lot of love. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's make sure that's clear. But I don't wanna take away from the day, but I don't want to be disingenuous and not deal with it when I know a lot of our people are listening and thinking about it.
So here's what we have planned for the show today. We are gonna spend some time talking about, I don't know, the NFL draft. Mike Hall is going to join us at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to it. There's someone here at 5 o'clock named Mark
It's a tough one.
Zapillo. Mark Zapillo is going to join us at 5 o'clock to talk about the Bears.
Spiegel and Holmes and Z.
And Z. And then there's all sorts of Cubs stuff that we want to get to as well. When we come back, we're going to take a big picture look at the draft itself, and we'll talk about some things that we saw. One of them I'm trying to figure out if it's a good thing or a bad thing, and Spieg is going to help me work through some of that. All of that is next after Tanny's Open on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.